listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Certainly wouldn't be an episode of The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm without just a small bit of dead air.
No, that note faded for a long time.
It's totally true. Worked. It lingered.
Yeah.
Just like the flavor of our show. In that set, closing it out, we heard Cascades by Emilio Piano featuring Ibrahim Malouf. Ibrahim Malouf, we heard from him before that in The Proposal. I couldn't get away from him. Maldoror, dude, he's a French-Lebanese trumpeter, and you know I have, like, a soft spot for trumpet. I used to play
it. It's called the fontanelle.
A fontanelle. Is it? What? No. Anyway, he's known for his movie soundtracks, his symphonic orchestras, orchestrations, and he also teaches, which when I read this, I was like, how the fuck do you teach that? He teaches improvisation. And I had the name of the school, but I can't pronounce it because I won't dare. That's why I used AI right before you left. Which, by the way, that was a fun show, Maldoror. The last show that we did live, where I employed AI to change our opening segment into French, it was super cute.
I'd forgotten about that. That was a month ago.
Yeah.
What happened to me since then?
Yes, you're not a changed person, but many things have happened. You're a terrific protagonist, Maldoror.
Hero of my own story?
Hero? That's a big word. Anyway, that was Ibrahim Malouf.
Main character energy?
Main character energy. Hashtag. Before that, we heard The Well by Sophia Isella. And we've heard from her before. She is a 20-year-old phenomenon who calls herself, she's a self-proclaimed word for sluts. And she started playing...
Word for sluts?
That's what. Slut for words. Oh my God, I got so excited. That's what happens when you don't write things down, you just get excited. A slut for words. And she's also been playing the violin since she was like 8 years old. So anyway, she's just a bit of a phenomenon. We have played her on previous episodes. But anyway, her lyrics are fantastic. That song had no lyrics, which is why it was included in this
Mostly instrumental.
Yes, all instrumental, except before that, it was Ken Nordine with Flesh. That's off of his 1966 album, Colors, which is such a fantastic fucking exploration. I couldn't really decide. It was hard to decide which one to play. But we don't talk politics here on the show. But so, we like to let our things speak for us. Nonetheless, the one that I was going to play was called Green. And okay. It's so cute. He's talking about when the colors come to be on the color spectrum, and green starts trying to push yellow out. And yellow's like, hey, man, like, that's not that cool. And royal blue shows up and gets together with yellow and shows yellow that together they could make green. And green becomes obsolete, you see. Anyway, it's so
you're doing
funny.
Your own Ken Nordine
now? I am. It's so terrific. Anyway, I encourage any of you who are interested or enticed by his voice to check out the album called Colors. Opening up the set, we heard from Canadian Galt McDermott, and that was Coffee Cold.
Okay.
Did you like it at all, that set?
Yeah, although in your notes you're like, you could skip this last song if you really hate it, but I was outside drinking on the sidewalk, so I wasn't paying attention.
It was a little
so I
bit
hope the listeners enjoyed it.
It was a little bit jazzy, which is why
I was outside complaining about travel.
Ministry of Complaints, as I said.
Getting into the nitty-gritty of the interpersonal stuff that I can't discuss on the air.
We're just receptacles
sorry,
here.
Sorry, listeners. If you see me in person, I can tell you about stuff that happened in the air, off the air. But, yeah, can't just put it on to the podcast recording. But people of the future, if you're listening to the podcast, good job. Other people, you should check out our podcasts at radiovalencia.fm/podcasts.
They're quite good.
Yeah, well.
No, they're surprisingly good and only occasionally subpar. I think that's accurate.
And we frequently edit out the ones that suck.
I love that you say we. Because
yeah,
usually well, I will
I'm
edit whatever you edit out, I try to look for and then put it back into the week that was to shame us and to try to do better.
The week that was is one of my favorite segments. I should do one sometime because I usually have a different perspective on the week that was.
We should. But we have to pick an episode and just say we're doing a week that was and you come up with one and I come up with one.
But you know what that would entail?
Some pre-prep.
Pre-prep, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not a threat. It's an offer. But, you know, I think that's a fun challenge.
Very well, then.
You know, it's better than working with AI that crashes your fucking computer so you have to uninstall the goddamn application. Anyway.
Did you get the result from that, though?
No, I had it, yes. But then I went to open it and listen to it again a second time, and it was a corrupted file.
Yeah.
So.
I don't even remember the request. So.
No point. No. It was James Earl Jones.
Yeah, because when you go with distinctive voices, you want the voice of the father of Luke Skywalker.
Did you know, though, that I found this, also a Canadian, I found this interview with him. Did you know he didn't speak from the time he was 4 until 14?
No.
He was basically mute. And the reason was because he had a stutter, and he was embarrassed to speak. And so the interviewer, and it's a delightful interview, I might have included it, but anyway, maybe in a future episode. But the point is, she asks him, you hadn't spoken for so long. After, when you did speak, did you realize what you had in that voice? And he was like, well, no one else ever heard the transition. He was like, I was the only one that was aware of it. So it's just interesting to me that he was just like a bit of a butterfly.
That's weird.
He really kept himself, he didn't speak until he was 14, and then he came out with this, and then he just owned it. He just had that.
That's interesting.
I did not know that was the case. Apparently, he grew up on a farm. He makes the jokes. He was like, I was not comfortable around people. It was a teacher that brought him out, a teacher that taught him, literature and Latin and Chaucer and all of this. And the teacher said, listen, if you love words so much, you're going to have to learn to sound them out. You're going to have to commit to them. And that's when he started speaking.
Hmm.
Yeah. And these are in his words. It's not, I'm not, making up a...
Okay,
anyway,
interesting.
It was a sweet, sweet interview. So I did get something, at least, aside from a terrible computer virus, from my exploration with you in mind. Yeah, thanks a lot, Maldoror.
What did I have to do with it?
It was a request. I try to comply with it. You know what I mean? You have a clever idea. I'm like, let's go check it out. I'm going to try to make it happen,
Like my clever idea. Like, you come up with a theme this week. And then you're like, okay, I ignored it.
My theme is I follow zero instructions. That is a consistent...
But you didn't share that with me.
Well, look, that's a consistent theme, though. Right. Shared or not...
All right. This is the Curated Catastrophe. I'm going to play my set, which I prepared
not.
But there's some stuff in here that replies to Ken Nordine.
Excellent.
So anyway, though, this is a album that came out in 1979. It's called Inflammable Material. Could have been called Flammable Material because those words mean the same thing. Anyway, it's Stiff Little Fingers with Law and Order on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Position for the poor opposition. Them got no ammunition. vision and in that no position. Where the forces of victory and we're coming right through. Where the forces of victory know what you're gonna do.
looking for an interact. She said she was ambitious, so she accepts the process. She said she was ambitious.
The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
And that was my set. Those were some good things that happened in 1979.
Those, in addition to...
We kicked things off with Law and Order from the Inflammable Material record by Stiff Little Fingers.
That was great.
Middle song of the set was Forces of Victory by Linton Kwesi Johnson, who's a dub poet. The only... One of only two poets to be published by Penguin to have his poetry collected while he was still alive. While he is still alive, because he is still alive.
Who is the other one for Penguin?
I don't know.
Okay.
That wasn't on the Wikipedia page.
Okay, well, that's cool, though.
He's a noted poet, and he has actually just let three of his Linton Kwesi Johnson in dub records go. Kind of wish I had him back, but anyway... Anyway, that was sort of the title track to Forces of Victory, which I think is his... No, it's his second album. But it came out in 1979. And it's weird, because he was a poet who was embraced by like the punk and the reggae and the dub community, because he would do, you know, spoken word poetry in his thick Jamaican patois over usually dub music produced by Dennis Bovell.
Terrific combination.
Yeah, and it worked, and he had like four or five, like the albums are super cheap now, which makes no sense to me because they're all great.
And so if you wanted to reacquire them, you could.
Yeah, for like $7 or $8.
Okay, well.
Which is cheap for used records now. And then we close things out with At Home, He Feels Like a Tourist by Gang of Four from their spectacular album Entertainment. Although I think that was a live version. It sounded live to me. Which also came out in 1979. All three of those songs came out in 1979, as did my co-host.
Just a year of magical things, a year of fantastic things, a year of things that speak across genres. Yes. Thank you. That's pretty nice. That's the most I can hope for. Thank you, Maldoror.
Yeah, well, because I lost the license to the magic software that like lets me steal stuff, music off the internet. I don't have all of my old music that I stole off the internet. So I can't go back and find the episode we did for your birthday last year where I just did a bunch of stuff about being decrepit and old and falling apart and dilapidated.
No one is disappointed about this fact. Not anyone in the studio is disappointed about this fact. Not anyone listening is disappointed about this fact.
So instead I decided let's look at music. Because 1979 was kind of an apex year for both punk rock and reggae, which are two things that I enjoy.
You know, I was born in a car.
Yeah, Volkswagen, right?
Yeah, and it says that on my birth certificate.
That's very hippie for 1979.
The place of birth is usually the hospital. In my case, it says car. It's one of my favorite things. It's like, I mean, if you have to have a legal document about yourself, you know what I mean? Because the only other one I'm going to have is the death certificate. You know what I mean? It's like,
Place of death, car.
Don't say that. What a terrible thing to put out there in the universe. Stop it with your manifesting.
Okay. Take part.
Yeah, exactly. Take part. I was going to... Is that a thing we can talk about on here? About the possibility of...
I don't think anybody knows, and the only people listening are Radio Valencia DJs, but there is some chance we might move the studio, just because we've been offered a studio that costs one-third the price, but the problem is it's downtown.
And this location is amazing.
Yeah, I love this place so much, but it's the emotional versus the rational.
And Maldoror and I put out, we won't do Tiny Desk, but every Sunday we do put out the tiny chairs in this new location. There would be no home for tiny chairs.
Yeah, nowhere to sit on the street, because
no.
You don't want to put the chairs out in front of the Crazy Horse strip club.
Well, you don't, but I might want to.
The other thing we'd have to do.
What?
Measure this desk to see if we get it out the door.
I already told you that off air. I said we were going to have to measure our equipment to see what's...
Do you measure that from the base or from the...
Okay. Yeah, well, that's as men do. It's supposed to be three-dimensional, Maldor.
So
three-dimensional.
So, yeah, none of the equipment's big, but I would like to take this custom-built desk that took us 4 years to get a fucking hole cut in it. I would hate to lose this console, but, I mean, Rocky didn't put it together with glue, right? I mean, it's screwed together, right? He's not a glue kind of guy.
We would have to see. He couldn't be. He's a woodworker type person. No. Although, to be fair, is this MDF or is it even solid? Anyway, this
I don't
is
know. I went with him.
Ecfrasis. Here on RadioValencia.fm.
I don't think we can get this out the door without disassembling it.
Okay. Anyway, I have a thing like that in my house right now.
That was assembled in the...
Yes. It's Dead Mom's roll top desk, which is decidedly valuable antique. And I had a friend over to the house and I was like, can you help me move it out? And we're like, yeah, let's fucking go. And we're going to move it out and it doesn't fit through the door frame. And I'm looking, I'm like, should I fucking take the door off the hit? No. Maldoror, I couldn't believe it. She fucking disassembled. Who does that?
Roll top desk, that's pretty common actually, because you put the top on after you move the pieces in. We had the same thing. We had a roll top desk in our house in the Central Valley. And yeah, it couldn't be moved until you took it apart.
Yes. And in the Central Valley, you have space for those things.
Well, not really. We live in a fucking tiny suburban house.
Well, I don't know who has space. But anyway, the point is, don't do that. Don't build your fucking furniture in the room anyhow. Like, unless it's a built-in, that's
well,
the name
never,
of it.
Never
it's
ever planned to move.
Who the fuck never ever plans to move? This life doesn't operate that way.
Well, that's my big thing is I actually sent the email. I hope I don't sound like a whiny ass bitch, but I am not going to spearhead this move. If we do in fact move, somebody else has to rent the truck and fucking lead the project, because I have helped move the last three times. Helped, and by help I mean me and Jazznaz were up there schlepping furniture up and down the fucking stairs while everyone else is like, oh, sorry, I was late.
Received by the Ministry of Complaints. Welcome home, Maldoror.
I will not lead the project.
Well,
If it means the station dies.
No, don't say that. Stop saying these things.
Well, there's also...
You got the station dying, you got me dying in the car. It's just not right. Where's your head?
Europe. There's also, there's every chance that we just stay here, but just somebody else has to sign the lease, and we have to be on the hook for, you know,
three times as much
rent as if we move downtown to the Warfield building.
Which brings us to the proposition, if you're interested in having your own show, please go ahead and email shows@radiovalencia.fm, because you too can make subpar products on any given day of the week. Broadcast them.
Or walk past our station.
Oh,
and
yeah,
check out the new QR codes on our spiffing new posters.
Yeah, and we have a schedule of times that are available if you're interested.
Yeah. You can download the app. You can download the schedule.
Oh.
Hey, the background music finally came back.
Everyone's surprised. Did you even jiggle a wire?
No, like, there was background music. It was just playing like... Like earth fart music.
I love that. You're responsible for that. It's usually me, but today, you bring that earth fart today. Yes.
You have another set.
I do.
Do we have time for another set
of BS?
We
do. We do. And
Jesus,
I feel like
Christ,
you can
talk a lot.
You can give this to the like. I just feel like the Ministry of Complaints is going to have something to work with here. A lot of female vocalists. We're going to hear from a group that I found called Bad Flamingo.
Okay.
They're fucking excellent. They're so weird though.
Did you play the new Wet Leg?
Wet Leg.
Wet Leg. They're never mind.
Nick. We're also going to hear a little bit from Pussy Riot because it's a nice set every time. Also, La Russell, for some reason. This entire last segment is just stuff I wanted to hear. Why? Because it's my birthday. We'll also hear some old stuff from Camille Yarbrough.
Which was in 1979.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, why? Yeah, God damn it. You know what, though? You know, nobody I work with knows how old I am. I mean, I'm sure that they know I'm fucking old because I complain about it all, but they don't know that I'm actually this old.
Okay.
Anyway, do you not lie about your age?
No, I'm a man. We don't care.
Oh, right, your value is predicated on what again?
Gender?
Right, that's right. Fun stuff in this next set.
No, actually, that's
weird sonic stuff. What?
That's true. I've deleted things off of my resume when I'm applying for jobs because I don't want people to know that my career goes back for 25 years because they
really?
They go, oh shit, you're old.
And so do they equate that with being obsolete? Like, is that the consideration? Because the other way
Mark
of looking
Zuckerberg
at it,
did
is
say
it,
at one point he didn't want to hire anyone who was over 30 because they were too slow.
Wow.
Something
terrific.
That's paraphrasing, but he said something to that effect. And
do you
and
know
like,
why he doesn't want to hire anyone over 30? Is because some of them, if not most of them, still had a modicum of independent thinking. That's why he doesn't want to. And I fucking mean that. All the rest of these fucking kids, they're robots, Maldoror.
Well, people did point out to him, you can't do that, it's illegal.
Yeah, fucking so many of these things. Anyway, so this next segment that we have coming up, you know, I just wanted to hear these things. I just wanted to hear them, I just wanted to show them, and a bunch of these artists actually have new things out. No, that's not true. Only one of them. That's all right. Because we always focus on new and unreleased music here on The Cure to Catastrophe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Coming up next at 2 o'clock. Oh, yes. It's the no award-winning show, The Curated Catastrophe, starring...
You are listening to The Curated Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.fm, where we'd love to do a second take. Because then we can get it just right. Also, apparently, we love the sound of our own voices, which is why 90% of this episode... No, that's not true. Some of the best stuff took place off air. The sincere Ministry of Complaints happened
on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
On this storefront space, on the gamble that we get enough DJs to make rent on the storefront space, and we're in that, like, right, is the gamble going to pay off or is it not phase. So hey, tell your friends all about Radio Valencia. Say, hey, I heard this asshole the other day on the radio, and you can do a better job than him. You should be on the radio. And then send an email to shows@radiovalencia.fm, and we'll put you on the air with almost no training whatsoever.
Yeah, wow, my nigga Chowlin. Hey, Charmaine. I used to roam the city in the GT coupe. Got repossessed, I was hurting. Yeah, I quit my job, I was working. Invested in myself, I was certain. Knew that I would blow, took a risk. 5K into a show, lost 1500 at the door. So, see, when you a boss, that's how I go. Bitch, I lost everything but hope. Talk about growth. On the deep end, trying to float. Feel like I'm in the snow without a coat. Nigga, you ain't know. This is the type of shit they don't show when it's only five people at your show. What would you do? I was backstage turning blue in the face because I let down the crew. Let down the who? You can only let down you. Take notes. I'm going to tell you what to do. Pick yourself up. Dust that shit off your shoulders. Get yourself together. You the closer. Breathe. Gain your composure. Ah, bitch, it ain't over till it's over. I used to roam the city in a GT coupe. Got repossessed, I was hurting. Yeah, I quit my job, I was working. Invested in myself, I was certain. Knew that I would blow, took a risk. 5K into a show, lost 1500 at the door. So, bitch, when you a boss, it's how I go. Man, I lost everything but hope. I, in a GT coupe. From the city in a GT. In a GT coupe. I used to roam the city in a GT.
Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You're so rare, so fine. So glad you're mine. You make me glad I'm a woman, 'cause you're a feeling, thinking man. And anytime I know you're needing, I'm gonna please you every way I can. You're so rare, you're so fine. What I'm feeling, with why and how I want to live. You're so rare, man, you're so fine. You know, I'm so glad you're mine. You're so very rare and so fine. I'm sure not glad you're mine. I have to praise you when you hold. When you work your way around, ain't a part of me left over that your sweet love ain't found. You make my bone turn to whisper. You make my whisper turn to call. You make me scream and scream that I love you. Celebrate you, baby.
'cause I have to stop and praise you like I should. You're so rare, take your praise, and you're so fine. And I hope you know I'm glad you're mine. Take your praise, you're so rare.
This incredible quality content only available to you on The Cure to Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm. Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where it somehow, oftentimes, seems to come together.
Somehow.
Closing out
through the magic radio.
Through the magic radio and the power of dial-up. Closing out that set, we heard Tegan and Sarah, Canadian Set, doing a cover of David Bowie's Rebel Rebel. Before that, we heard...
They're twin sisters, right?
Are they?
I believe they're twin sisters.
Well, I didn't... Did I call them lovers?
You said a Canadian set.
Duo.
Oh, whatever.
They're a duo. I said both. Hey, have you seen, by the by, well, I should finish the back announce, but there's a terrific travel ad right now for Canada. Eastern Quebec Travel has an ad where this American goes to the travel counter. The woman starts speaking in French, and he's like, I'm sorry, I just speak English. So she starts speaking, and she asks, where are you traveling from? And he says, the United States. And she comes around the counter to give him a hug. And like the slogan for the advertisement is, you know, hug it out. Eastern Quebec. It is endearing. Anyway, other terrific things from Canada include Tegan and Sarah doing that cover of Rebel Rebel. Before that, Camille Yarbrough, that was Take Your Praise. We also heard from Vallejo's own La Russell, a real just, I love that snippet. I don't know, I just came across it the other day. It's called GT Coop. I'd love to include him. Before that, we heard from Pussy Riot, Make America
Which I did not believe that was Pussy Riot.
Why I'm not, used, though?
Because I'm used to them being angry, shouting, sloganeering punks, and that was like Americana.
It was pretty digestible.
I actually Shazammed it. I'm like, this can't be Pussy Riot.
Okay. Well, I know that you love to prove me wrong. But
and I was unable to in that case.
Opening up the set, we heard from the mysterious indie Western duo called Bad Flamingo with a song that I really enjoy called Hole. Let me see, though. Hold on a second. I feel like I have something to say about that.
I accidentally unplugged our background music.
That's okay. Oh, yeah. Bad Flamingo. That's it was my new find in this. Yeah, exactly. Hit that. cue the dial-up background. They were a new find for me, but I really enjoy...
Bad Flamingo?
Yeah. Did you know about them?
Nope. New to me.
Okay. Well,
unlike little whatever I... that I played already previously.
This episode has been Shay from the Bay follows zero instructions. Plus, we already did a 1979 episode. But your inclusions from 79 were so terrific today.
See, I know we didn't do this because 1979 is like literally like it was probably the best year for punk rock and post-punk and debatably the last great year for roots reggae.
Yeah, so, and I was like, hey, I need to be born in a car right now. Right now. Right.
Was it a fastback?
It was a rabbit fastback. Yeah, it was. It was light blue. I have the most terrific photos of it. It's spectacular.
I've just been. It was 10 years beforehand, but I was reading about Altamont. I've been reading a lot about Altamont, and 300,000 people showed up to that thing, and they all just parked their Volkswagens on the side of the road, and then walked the rest of the way.
Yep.
That was your plan?
Well, let's talk about people in France with rental cars. That's your plan? That's okay. No, that's for exploring another time under the Ministry of Complaints, who is here with us every Sunday. He's known as Maldor.
All right. We're going to get out of here.
We are. Stay tuned, guys.
Stay tuned for Cheap Hooch.
Yes.
At the top of the hour. And then at 6 p.m. you'll have The Balcony with Rocker Smooth.
Who stopped by. What a sweetheart.
Yeah. And gave you a birthday present.
Ever the good friend.
It was weed.
Shh. That stuff's legal.
This record came out in 1979. It's called Machine Gun Etiquette.
Just another good thing.
Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?